Welcome to Lessons from Leaders, Conversations with Direct Sales Experts. I'm Beth Jones Shaw, founder and president of Spirit of Success Incorporated. Our goal at Spirit of Success is to provide you with fresh, relevant topics to support your direct sales career. Today, I am thrilled to have three top direct sales leaders with me to share their ideas and experiences and lessons learned on our topic for today, which is advice for new direct sales recruits, strategies for a successful start. As we are recording this, we are soon to be heading into the fall selling season, and we know that this is a time when many decide to begin their direct sales careers. Many have children who are going back to school, and so it's timely there, or many have those who are heading off to college, and the empty nest situation or reality is setting in. Still others see the fall season as an opportunity to supplement their income, and so they decide to get started then. But whatever the reason is, it is a popular time for people to get started in a new direct sales business. And so as such, our topic for today is a timely one. Both the new recruit and the recruiter want that the new recruit would have a good strong start in his or her business. You know, my favorite analogy for getting started well in this business is like that of building a house. You know, a house must have a solid, strong foundation in order for a beautiful home to be built and to stand firm. If the foundation is weak, the house will not stand up against future storms at all. And the same is true in a direct sales career. Without a strong, solid foundation in this business will not stand when future challenges arise. A new recruit needs the wisdom and guidance of those who have experience in order to get a strong, successful start to their career. And that's why I'm so excited that you are listening in to our conversation today, because the three leaders that you'll hear from today will be sharing their advice based on their personal, real-life, boots-on-the-ground experiences with guiding new recruits to getting a strong, solid, successful start to their careers. So as you're listening, be prepared to take notes and then take action on all that you will learn. So let me begin today by introducing you, first of all, to our three direct sales experts. First, let me introduce you to Michelle Brick. Michelle lives in the Minneapolis area. Michelle is a region leader with Leah Sophia Jewelry, and Michelle's been with Leah Sophia for 13 years. Michelle has over 300 team members on her team, and she is an advisory board member with Leah Sophia and a member of the $1 million Club for annual team sales of $1 million or greater each year. And Michelle has earned their recent incentive trip to Hawaii, which is terrific. Michelle is married, and she and her hubby have two grown kids and two grandchildren. So, Michelle, welcome so much to our conversation.
Thank you so much, Beth, for inviting me.
And we appreciate your being on today. Our next direct sales expert is Anna Marie Kaminsky. Anna Marie lives in the Milwaukee, Wisconsin area and has been in direct sales for more than 25 years. Anna Marie's passion lies in training and goal setting and field development. And she is committed to showing men and women, young and old, how they can have it all in the direct sales profession. Anna Marie has been with the Michi Company for the past 4 years, and she is a founding executive director with Michi. She currently has a team of 107 team members with sales of over $500,000 a year. Anna Marie is also a national trainer for the Michi Company. And she has also earned the Michi trips all 4 years that she's been with Michi. And she is currently setting up her game plan to earn the Michi trip to Hawaii even as we speak. And more importantly, Anna Marie is setting up her game plan for her team members to earn Hawaii as well. It is her goal to take as many team members on that trip as possible, 10 or more. Anna Marie married her high school sweetheart, Glenn, and she is mom to Ashley, Jesse, and Tyler. So Anna Marie, welcome to our conversation today.
Thanks, Beth. I'm thrilled to be here.
I am delighted to have you as well. Now, our third direct sales expert that you'll be hearing from today is Judy Dougherty. Judy lives in the Houston area, and she is a legacy executive director with Tupperware. Judy has been with Tupperware for over 21 years. Judy was recognized as the number one new manager and number one established manager at her first national conference with Tupperware Clear back in 1994. She was also selected as a member of the inaugural Chairman's Summit Council by ranking number two worldwide on the Gold Council for percent of increase in sales. Currently, Judy's team is ranked number 15 nationally in organizational sales with sales of $2.5 million annually. An ongoing success has enabled Judy to enjoy lots and lots of recognition trips with Tupperware to many, many countries, including France, Italy, Turkey, Greece, England, Canada, Mexico, Spain, and the Czech Republic. Judy is married to her sweet husband, Bill, of 26 years, and they have a daughter, Angela, who's 21 years old. So, Judy, welcome to our conversation.
A big Texas hello to everybody.
Texas howdy, huh? Thanks, Judy, for being on the call. We appreciate it. Well, as you can tell, our direct sales experts have a wealth of experiences in the direct sales profession and helping get new recruits started off well and with a strong business foundation. Now, as always on these conversation calls, the ideas you will hear today will be generic in nature. So please, please be sure that you check with your individual company's policies and procedures prior to implementing anything that you hear in our conversation today to be certain that you are in compliance with your company's policies. So, to kick off our conversation today on advice for new recruits, let's go first to Michelle Breck. Now, Michelle, you have over 13 years' experience in your direct sales career, and in that time, you have helped hundreds of new recruits get started. So, what are three or four pieces of advice that you like to share with new recruits that you're helping to get started?
Okay, well, first of all, I think it's very important to create a plan and set some goals. Because if you don't have a plan and you don't have goals, you really don't know where you're going. So you've got to create a path that'll help you succeed, especially in the very beginning, because if you're not doing that, you're not going to experience everything the company has to offer. And we want to set everybody up to succeed. So really, you want to be smart about what you're doing. And the first thing, truly, is to book shows. You know, get yourself booked at least the first 5 to 8 weeks you're in a business like ours. One show a week minimum will really get you off to a consistent start. From those shows, you should be able to book future shows as well. So the first thing we want you to do is really reach out to not everybody you know, but you want to reach out to those people that you know will help you start your business. Okay, friends, family, neighbors, coworkers, be diverse about the people you're tapping into so that you can get your business out to different groups and you're not using the same circle of friends for all 5 or 8 shows in the very beginning and then burning yourself out. So once you've got those shows on your calendar, you really want to continue to book more shows every week. So what we ask is that not only do you hold a show every week, but you book at least one new one every week, and that new one can be for the next month, 30 days out or 45 days out, but you're booking at least one new show every single week in addition to holding one show. Another thing that we really want the new people to do, as well as seasoned advisors, of course, but is to attend your team meetings. That's very critical. The team meetings that we hold or the online learning classes and the conference calls are critical to staying engaged, especially in a direct sales business where we can recruit from anywhere in the whole country. So many of our recruits are remote. I personally have team in Alaska. Obviously, she can't come down to my team meeting in Minneapolis, so we have a weekly connection call, and she is very engaged in the online learning that's provided not only by Leah Sophia, but from the things that I provide as well, which many times include Beth Joan Schall recordings, so thank you, Beth, for that. So they know that there are opportunities out there, and I do ask the girls in the beginning to do at least one learning session per week, okay, whether it's a team meeting, and or an online learning class or some sort of a conference call, okay? And doing that will help them get themselves engaged in the business because, again, we're in business for ourselves, but not by ourselves. We want them to feel like they're part of a team and a family. And lastly, the most important thing is really to have those connection calls with your upline leader every single week or set a schedule that is conducive to the both of you. So if somebody is afraid to talk to you every week or feels that that doesn't fit into their schedule, that's okay. Then we say, well, what works for you and what would you like to do? But what I really feel is important is that we set up a time to connect on a regular basis. So many girls I connect with weekly, which is great, and many it's every other week, which works for them as well. And that connection call is critical to staying engaged, again, especially with the people who are remote and don't live in your area and can't attend the team meetings live. And on those connection calls, it's not to hold, it's to hold them accountable, but it's not to berate or to scold or you know, say, what are you not doing or why aren't you doing that? It's to really just have a conversation about what's working for them, what's not working for them. And it's more of a self-discovery connection call as well, where I really help them reach within. So if they're having difficulty with their business, then I want them to try to figure out why and how do you want to fix that? Because I'm not going to come to somebody with all the answers, even though I might have them. I want them to discover that they can figure things out for themselves once we go through the process in the connection call. So those things, submitting shows, booking shows, you know, online learning, web classes, conference calls, and then especially connecting with your leader every single week will really help that new start feel like they're part of a family and they're engaged in this business and hopefully get them off to a real strong start.
Oh, Michelle, I love that. I just love the flow of those steps that you've given because it not only gets them started, but it keeps them strong as well. You know, you'd mentioned at the very beginning, I mean, right off the top, you've got to have a plan. You know, everybody who starts this business needs to think about what are their goals and what are their plans, what do they want out of this business to be sure that they know what their expectations are, because without a plan, you know, they're not going to be too happy with the results. So I appreciate especially your starting us off that way with that terrific plan. Let me ask, Michelle, you had mentioned about, you know, not using that same circle. How do you help coach your newest recruits to help them to kind of broaden their circle of influence? What are some things that you've used in the past to help somebody who might think, gosh, I don't know that many people. Who will I get to book to, you know, to start me off?
Well, first of all, we always want to have a starter show for them. We want them to book their own party. I come and do that party for them. And I say to them, make sure you have a really diverse guest list so that it is somebody from your family, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, people that don't know each other. And then at that party, we'll get those bookings for you, and we'll make sure that they're from different groups of people. And that's the most important thing, because so many times we know that ladies will ask their mom, their sister, their cousin, you know, and to do the shows for them, and then it's the same group of women, and they'll burn themselves out very fast.
Yes.
It's the diversity of, first of all, the guests at their first party, and that's important too. And then I'll help her secure those bookings with all different people. So.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's when she gets that diverse guest list, as you said, for her own first party, if you're helping her, you know, and not everybody listening in is again, geographically located to be able to help that person with their first party, but even if you're not, you can still coach them on a diverse, you know, guest list, because that's going to go right to the diversity of their future hostess list as well. So, Michelle, thank you so much for that advice. Your experiences certainly have led many people under your leadership to a good, successful start. So thank you so much for sharing those ideas. Next, let's talk with Anna Marie Kaminsky. Anna Marie, what are three or four steps that you recommend that every new recruit take in order for them to have a good, strong start in their businesses?
Well, I have to say, I definitely agree with everything that Michelle just said. So number one for me as well was getting them off to a strong, strong start. 20-some years ago when I started in this business, we had to have 6 parties before they would even give us the kit to sell. And so I have recently redone that with our business. And so I figured they don't really need a kit if they don't have any parties. And most businesses, when they sign their 30, 60, 90-day challenges start, and every direct sales company that I'm aware of right now has goodies on the table for them to earn during that, and their quick starts, fast starts, you all call them different things. Mm-hmm. But I want them to earn that. So when we talked about getting them off to a good start and goal setting all at the same time, that's their number one goal when we first get started. So many women do not have any idea how to set a goal. They've never had to do it. They're afraid to do it. They don't know where to begin. So while we're kind of helping them through the process, those quick starts where they can earn all that extra product for free is where I start them out in goal setting. To get those six parties, I've used these words for years. They are my three favorite words in the whole wide world, and they are need, help, and favor. And so it goes something like this. I would call you, Beth, and I'd say, hey, Beth, it's Anna Marie. I need your help. Can you do me a favor? And your response would be what, Beth?
Sure. What can I do?
Exactly. So I tell girls, if you're going to call people that go, oh, I don't really know if I want to do you a favor, that might not be the person. It might not be your list. So they will say that, sure, what do you need? How can I help you? And then I have them explain how excited they are to start their brand new business, and they need a handful of people to help them get started. And you, Beth, were at the top of my list. Can I count on you to help me out? And that's the next phrase I teach them. Can I count on you to help me out? Because nobody wants to say, no, you cannot count on me. It kills people to say that. So if we give them the words to use, sometimes it's a lot easier than them muddling through those first phone calls or at their starter show themselves trying to do that. I also like them to learn how to be in charge of their own date book. What I've seen over the years is we start a business, we are so unbelievably excited. And, you know, you say, yes, we'll have a party. And I just open up the date book and say, Beth, just pick a date, any date you want. And you pick a date, and I'm so excited, and I write it in there. And then I go home and realize, oh, that was Ashley's ballet recital. Now I've got to call you back and say, oh, I can't do it that day because that was the recital. So if they don't learn to run their own date book right from the get-go, the business runs them, and they don't run their business. So what I teach them is something that I call a dating waltz that I absolutely love. And it's kind of a back and forth, where the customer is picking the day, but you're guiding them. And so when I'm talking with friends, and let's say, Beth, you said, sure, I'll have one of your first six parties. What I tell them to say is, wonderful. Beth, are weekdays or weekends better for you? Now you tell me, Beth, are weekdays or weekends better for you?
Weekdays.
Weekdays. Wonderful. So are you more a beginning of the week kind of girl or an end of the week kind of girl?
Probably beginning of the week.
So Mondays and Tuesdays work pretty good for you?
Yeah, Tuesdays are pretty good.
All right. I've got this day, blah, 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 and this Tuesday, blah, blah, blah. And so then I will give them the next couple available Tuesdays that I have in my calendar. If for some reason I didn't work Tuesdays, and you said beginning of the week, I would just say, fantastic, Mondays are the days that I choose to work at the beginning of the week. I have Monday this day and Monday that day, instead of asking her Tuesday or Monday or Tuesday. So you are giving them the choices that you have available in your date book, and they're filling it in instead of you opening up a date book and saying, pick any day in the next 2 months or 3 months. Or sometimes, you know, we're calling them in July, and they go, you got anything for December? I'm like, no, not for a new representative. We need you to help out right away. So the dating waltz, I like to practice with them a few times because when I do it, they go, oh, that's easy. Yeah, yeah, I got it. I got it. And then I have them practice. And let me just say, they don't have it. It doesn't flow right away. So we like to do that back and forth until they get it. I want to teach them to mark all of their personal items in their schedule first. Anything that's important to them should be on that schedule. I'm a firm believer after doing this for so many years that you don't have to sacrifice everything to have a good business. You just need to plan your work and work your plan. The other thing I would definitely have to say is it's not all about them. That you got to look around. You know, it's not all about you. Look around and see whose life you can make a difference in. In the beginning, it's hard for them to do that. So the fun way to do that is to say, hey, let's get you started on the buddy plan. Who do you know that's just like you, fun and outgoing? Or who do you know that's just like you that wants to make an extra $1,000 for Christmas? Or who do you know that's just like you who's got kids starting at the same private school? I know tuition was raised again this year. And do it on a buddy system so that they're bringing in somebody right at the beginning just like them. Studies have shown that people who sponsor right away stay longer because they're more committed. They're not just committed to themselves, but they're committed to the person that they're bringing in. And definitely lastly, and Michelle said this, attend all trainings, all trainings and team meetings that you can get your hands on is such a huge, huge plus. I teach my team that training is a gift that you truly give to yourself. So you've got team meetings, you've got webinars, you've got conference calls, definitely the yearly corporate conferences. They need to know right from the beginning. You know, put a little slush fund aside, save $75 to $100 a month, and you will be able to fly anywhere and attend any conference throughout this year. But when they're brand new and they don't do that, and the conference comes up in 6 months, they're flustered. They don't have airfare. They don't have conference fees. There is just something that you get at conference, and it's so hard to explain to people when you come back. You really have to be there to feel it. I can bring excitement back, and I can show you new products, and I can tell you about new comp plans, but there is a feeling that they get when they attend a conference that is unexplainable. It's truly unexplainable. So that's definitely what I would say are my top points to get a new representative started off right.
Anna Marie, thank you. I so appreciate that and agree with you 1,000%. I know all three of us do on this call, four of us on this call, I should say, with regard to get to conference, get to the meetings and such. And I really appreciate the word choices, and you're so good about that. Need help and favor. I need your help. Can I ask you a favor? And then closing that with, can I count on you? So good, because the newest people, I mean, all of us, you know, could appreciate having a script or a couple of word choices, but especially the newest recruits. And it's so important to remember to help them with those word choices so they know what to say. So when they do get on the phone or when they do talk with that friend, they're not going to be so shy and lacking in confidence. So thank you for those specific words and for the admonition to be in control of your own datebook. Don't let somebody else control it. So your advice, I know, Anna Marie, will prove enormously helpful to those wanting to have a strong start, but also to stay strong in their business. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Next, let's talk with Judy Dougherty. And Judy, you have over 21 years of experience in helping new recruits get started in this direct sales business. So what are three or four pieces of advice that you would recommend that make all the difference in having a strong, successful start to their business?
Well, Beth, I'm with Michelle and Anna Marie, just as they said. It's exactly the right thing that I know from starting my business over several times with moves, that I teach my new consultants to ask everyone for help. And that's what Anna Marie just said, the need help favor. And that is because when you're brand new and you're going through your family or your very close friends, all of a sudden you may run out of those. And so you want to be new for about a year. And that's what I would say. Every time I moved, I was new for a year. And I would say, look, I'm looking to build my business. I'm new in this area, and I need a couple people to help me out. Would you, Beth, be willing to do something for me? Now, when we talk about that, it doesn't have to be something big. You know, so often when we ask somebody to help us, they think, gosh, I have to have 15 to 20 people in my home. Oh, gosh, what am I going to do with the kids and the husband and the job and all of that? No, it's simple help. It's 4 to 6 people. In fact, often I'll teach my new consultants just kind of word choices to say, Beth, let's think about your dining room. How many chairs do you have at your dining room table?
Oh, probably about 6.
Okay, so you have 6. Now, if it's a big table, we go down. But if there's 6, I say, well, you know, Beth, you and I need a chair. So do you think you could ask 4 people to come over for me to do a demonstration, for me to practice? And that's what I need, is just practice parties. And I tell them my first demonstration, I knocked over my display. To this day, I still laugh about it because it's so funny to me that I was so nervous that I knocked it over. And so I tell them, things are going to happen at your first parties, and that's why we call them practice parties. So ask everyone you know to help you out and date a practice party. Mm-hmm. When they are willing to help you out and date a practice party for you to kind of try it out and learn your demonstration, the next thing I say is date it in close. You don't need practice parties 3 and 4 months down the road. You need them right now, next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So dating in close is really going to help them out. To prepare for their first practice parties for a year, I tell them to really learn our products. And they don't have to own every one of our products, but they need to learn about them. And we have a great catalog that they can sit, and I tell them when they're brushing their teeth, read the catalog. When they're eating their breakfast, take a look at the catalog. When you're sitting in line at carpool, pull out that catalog. Read the word choices that our company has graciously put together describing the features and the benefits of the product. So when somebody asks them at one of their new parties, you know, what's this? They don't have to say, well, I don't know. I never saw that. I've never had it. Instead, they can talk about the features and the benefits of each of the products. We find most of our successful people do attend training sessions either online or in person on a very regular basis. So that is something we talk about up front, that it's how much they learn is going to be how much they earn. And we find people that kind of dive in and get the training, but also utilize that training by practicing it at a party are going to be the most successful. And so when they're attending trainings, think about that magnet on a refrigerator. I tell them, look for our top people in our meeting. And then after the meeting's over, go up and ask them some questions like, how did you get started? How did you fill your date book? What were some of your word choices? How did you start to build your downline? Those things, and it, when they hear them, to either write them down or, you know, jot them down when they get home later, to be open to them. Because that's sometimes we ask somebody to, you know, really find out why the other person's successful, but then they say, well, I've tried that, or that won't work. Well, obviously it does if this person is telling you. So to take and be open to what they're sharing and put their personality into it. And then I would say lastly is not to let anybody stomp on their dreams. Nobody. That, you know, there are several quotes, and if we think about Walt Disney, he said, if you dream it, you can do it. I love what Zig Ziglar said. If you can dream it, then you can achieve it. You will get all you want in life if you help enough people get what they want. And that is the key, is that if they can just stop for a moment and write down what's their goal, what's their dream with this new business that they have, and then set a plan and work toward that plan, that four-letter word that we like and we don't like, W-O-R-K, they have to work towards it. And because it is not a job, it's a yob. A job is where we go and we build somebody else's dreams. A yob is where we build our own dreams. And this new business that they're in, for them to get this successful start, they have to realize they've got to put a little bit of elbow grease, and that's not blood, sweat, and tears, just a little bit of time and a heart into it, and that they can dream it, then they will definitely be able to become it.
Oh, Judy, thank you. I so appreciate that. I love the reminder that this is something that they put their heart into. It's not just a job. You know, this is something that they own. It's theirs. And it takes focus. It takes attention. It takes work. What of value doesn't, after all? And I really appreciated when you started off and you reminded me and all of us, I hope all those listening, that, you know what, none of us was perfect when we got started, and that you knocked over your display when you got started. I mean, we could all tell stories of those early shows when we were practicing. We were working to get it right, but you have to go through those debuts, if you will, on those practice times, and it doesn't have to be a huge number of people, but that you get that repetition of knowing your product, setting it up, talking with people, and you get more and more comfortable with that. So nobody's going to be perfect right off the bat, and I think it's good that experienced folks admit that, and it really puts that new person at ease. And I really appreciate, too, Judy, how you mentioned grab your catalog when you're brushing your teeth or when you're, you know, have a moment of downtime and read what the company has said about each of your products so you can use those same word choices as you are describing them at your upcoming shows, the features and the benefits. You know, we don't have to reinvent the wheel. The marketing department at everybody's company has already done that. So let's use those word choices and let's study the product. I love that, Judy. The more we know about the product, the better we're going to be at explaining it and sharing it with other people, and how that might just seem so common to folks, but I really think stopping and studying your product is key to everyone, no matter where they are in this business, but especially to those who are new. So, Judy, thank you so much for sharing those ideas, and I know those lessons that you have learned are going to help so many people so very much. You know, the ideas that were shared here and the advice that everybody has shared, it's just been incredibly helpful and it provided such value to our listeners. So huge thank yous to Michelle Brick and Anna Marie Kaminsky and Judy Dougherty for your generosity in sharing your experiences so new recruits and their recruiters can really thrive in this profession. And I encourage you, our listeners, to take a moment now to design an action plan of 3 or 4 steps that you'll take even yet today to get started on a firm foundation if you're new in your business, or to get started on helping someone who is new on your team to get started on a firm foundation. Take a minute and identify 3 or 4 steps that you'll take based upon what you have heard here today. You know, it's been said that the woodcutter who stops to sharpen his axe cuts more wood. So thank you for stopping by our Lessons from Leaders conversation today to sharpen your axe with these important ideas. And be sure to check back right here for future conversation podcasts with more direct sales experts right here at spiritofsuccess.com. And by the way, if you are looking for additional ways to see significant results in your business, especially if you are in leadership, be sure to connect with me about our leadership coaching strategy sessions, because now is the perfect time for us to partner together to help you reach the promotion goals that you are seeking or to solve the leadership challenges that you have been facing. Well, now that your axe has been sharpened, it is time for you to start chopping some wood. So until our next conversation, this is Beth Jones Shaw. Thank you so much.